What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Gather around. Clap your hands.
Greetings, funksters, and welcome to the TGIF show. I'm Bob Stolk, your guide for this fun audio adventure into the genre and subgenres of funk music. And we started off the show with a James Brown tune, Bring It Up, way back from 1967. Back in the day when Brown was just starting to regularly turn out songs with top-heavy polyrhythmic grooves, thanks in part to his recently hired bandleader Pee Wee Ellis. And these were innovations from his band that would resonate through the black community and eventually the world. These were more than just simple R&B hits. These were jams that took on a whole new rhythmic dimension, where horns and drums could be heard accenting where downbeats were supposed to go, and the bass popped in places that were complete confrontations with the drums, guitars, or keyboards. The guitar was played in percussive spurts like a drum, and James' wicked vocal authority kept smoking through the confusion. Only James Brown was capable of surfing the waves of contrasting rhythms without wiping out. And these weren't the only funky tunes coming out in 1967. Down south at Stax Records, a different kind of funk was being produced. Here's an example.
Tramp.
What you call me?
Tramp.
Well, you didn't.
You don't wear continental clothes or Stetson hats.
But I tell you one doggone thing, it makes me feel good to know one thing. I know I'm a lover.
Got an opinion.
That's all right, mama.
Country.
That's all right.
You straight from the Georgia woods.
That's good.
You know what? You wear overalls, the big old broke iron shoes, and you need a haircut, tramp. A tramp.
What?
That's right. You haven't even got a fat bankroll in your pocket. You probably haven't even got 25 cents.
I got 6 Cadillacs, 5 Lincolns, 4 Fords, 6 Mercs, 3 T-Birds, Mustang. Ooh, I'm a lover.
You proved it by me.
My mama was. My papa too.
What?
I'm gonna tell you
what. Tell me.
A simple rhyme, cause this type of thing happens all the time. Now, what would you do if a stranger said, would you diss him or would you reply? If you answer, there is a chance that you become a victim of circumstance. Am I right, fellas? Tell the truth. Or else I'ma have to show and prove you are what you are.
I am what I am.
It just so happens that most men are.
Tramp.
What you call
tramp.
Me? What you call
tramp.
Me?
Seen a dude who's stupid and rude. Whenever he's around, he dogs your mood. I know a guy like that girl. He thinks he's God's gift to the world. You know that kind, excited all the time, with nothing but sex on the mind. I'm no stunt, only he can't front. I know the real deal, I know what they want. It's me.
Why?
Because I'm so sexy.
It's me.
What? Don't touch my body,
boy.
Cause you see, I ain't no skeezer. But on a real tip, I think he's a
tramp.
What you call
tramp.
Tramp.
What you call tramp. Tramp. This is
getting
ridiculous.
Don't
waste my time.
On the first date, he thought I was a dummy. He had the nerve to tell me he loved me. But of course, I knew it was a lie, y'all. He undressed me with his eyeballs, trying to change the whole subject, cause everything he said pertained to sex. So I dissed him, I said, you the sucker. Get your dirty mind out the gutter. You ain't getting paid,
you ain't knocking food.
You ain't treating me like no prostitute. Then I walked away, he called me a teaser. You're on a mission, kid, yo, he's a
tramp.
What you call
tramp?
Tramp. What you call
tramp?
Tramp.
Tramp.
Listening to the TGIF show on your Island Connection KVSH Vashon, where we just heard Otis Redding's best foray into the funk. The rhythmic and blues classic Tramp, recorded with Carla Thomas in 1967. Picking up on Lowell Fulson's earlier hit of the same name, Otis and Carla went after each other in a comic way, with Carla dogging Otis for being too country and Otis treating the jives as words of praise. With the MGs pumping out one of the loudest low-down bass lines ever heard on radio, the stuttering drum beat, swaggering piano, and swooping bass groove made Tramp one of the catchiest R&B proto-funk tracks of all time. And we followed it up with rappers Salt and Peppa, picking up on the flavor with their 1986 remade of that tune, turning up the bass volume even higher, but keeping that insatiable swang. And we ended up with a funky cover of Dock of the Bay done by a band out of Humboldt County, California, going by the name of Object Heavy. And this was the last song Redding wrote, by the way, and recorded before his unfortunate death in 1967. He wrote it in Sausalito, California, inspired by his stay at a houseboat belonging to Bill Graham. This is the TGIF show, and it's time to get funky again with a tune called Funk Rotator, done by Zamali.
Say what? bad boy, rockin' with the best.
Ready.
That's it. Lieutenant Morbid, what is the condition of the planet's surface?
It is difficult to be precise. However, my instruments indicate a condition of extreme rigor mortis spreading rapidly throughout the population. Highly illogical, Captain.
A bunch of stiffs, huh? Well, set coordinates for Chocolate City and have a landing party of 9 men beam down immediately with phases set on Funk Funk.
Very well, Captain Smirk.
Get up! We are Eternal Funk, alias the Formaldehyde Funkmen. You can't see us, but you can feel us. Get up! Feel it! Get up on the cameo sound. Come on, get the funk horns. It is our will to let you know that we exist. So don't resist. Let it all hang out. Don't be a dead boogie, baby. You dig my heavy drift?
You dig my heavy drift?
My drift's too hip to resist.
My drift's too hip to resist.
To get off on is a trip.
To get off on is a trip.
Funk, funk.
If you can go with me, I can go with you. Just like two supposed to do.
See funk. We can be as funky as we want to be, and can be funkier than that. We were here before you felt the funk, and we will be here after the funky feeling's gone. I'm stretching out on the floor. It feels too good to ignore.
It feels too good to ignore.
Sweat's all over my face, baby.
Sweat's all over my face.
It's a crazy place. Come on. Breaking out on the floor again, baby. It feels too good to ignore. Sweat's all over my face. Funk, funk. Ha! It's a crazy place. We are eternal funk. We may be looked upon and called others, but it is all the one. Funk, eternal funk. We all live in funk, funk. I'm dead serious, baby. Come on, get down, baby. If you believe in us, you will be blessed with funk.
We'll be right back.
That was a band named Fantasy from New York City doing a tune called Funky Song from their 1981 album titled Fantasy. And before that, Cameo doing their hit tune Funk Funk from their 1977 debut album Cardiac Arrest. They're also from the Big Apple, and they were originally known by the name New York City Players before changing it to Cameo. You might know this band from their other hit song from that album, Rigor Mortis. And we started off the set with a tune named Funk Rotator by Zamali, a DJ producer from Belgium. And this is off of his 2014 EP named The Rebirth. He made a name for himself both in the internet blog scene and in the DJ community for his trademark soulful and funky beats with that Motown flavor. Always ready to rock the place, he recently set the dance floors on fire in France, Germany, Portugal, Switzerland, and Belgium. And this is the TGIF show on your island connection, KVSH, Vashon. We started our show with a bunch of cover tunes, and we're going to end our show with more cover tunes. For this last set, we're going to hear two cover tunes done by Corey Henry, an amazing keyboard player, especially on the B3 organ. And he also does some truly creative solos on synthesizers, as you'll hear. We'll begin the set with a tune you'll all recognize, and you'll get a chance to hear a big orchestra get down and funky. Nothing like that sound.
The same, if you find out what I've been dreaming, you know why. Thank you. job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep, no, no, wondering, well, what's gonna be. Oh yes, big wheels keep on turning, brown baby keep on burning. Yeah, I guess I'm rolling, yeah, rolling, 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 rolling on the river,
rolling on the river.
Yes, I'm rolling. Take me, take me back home.
Thank you.
clap your hands like this. Everybody, everybody, Funk Apostles, hit me on the one right now. Clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands. Oh, no, 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 hit me on the one now. Do it again now.
Talk about a musical prodigy. Corey Henry was born in Brooklyn, New York, where he played both the piano and B3 organ at just 2 years old. Only 5 years old, and they already called him Master Henry for his ability to accompany any song in any key on the Hammond organ. He played a show at the Apollo Theater when he was six. And for the first song, Corey Henry performed his own arrangement of Michael Jackson's classic Billie Jean, backed by Jacob Collier and Jules Buckley for Quincy Jones and the BBC Proms, which was all recorded in 2016 at the Royal Albert Hall. And with the second tune, Henry got funky with the Funk Apostles, doing his cover version of the Creedence Clearwater classic from 1969, Proud Mary, a tune that everyone definitely remembers from Ike and Tina Turner doing their funk version in 1971. Well, funksters, we've come to the conclusion of another audio adventure here on the TGIF show. Be sure to check out the Voice of Vashon's show page at voiceofvashon.org to listen to some of my past TGIF shows or the other wonderful shows we produce here at Voice of Vashon. We're going to close out this show with a classic tune with The Temptations doing Papa Was a Rolling Stone, which they released back in 1972. Papa Was a Rolling Stone is a song originally performed by Motown recording act The Undisputed Truth in 1972, though it became much better known after a Grammy Award-winning cover done by The Temptations, which was issued later that year. It was written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong in 1971, the same duo that created I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Whitfield produced the original Undisputed Truth version, which was released as a single in May 1972. Later in 1972, Whitfield cut a different version of the song, turning it into a 12-minute track for The Temptations. And this version was included on their 1972 album, All Directions. I hope you will join me next week for another audio adventure into the genre and subgenres of funk music. Until then, be safe, and remember, keep it funky. Bye!
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will, 'cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him, never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you, tell me the truth.
Mama just hung her head and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Oh, Papa was a rolling stone, my son, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
To say that Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
Papa was a rolling stone,
my son.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died,
oh, he left his father
alone.
Hey,
Papa was a rolling stone.
That gummit.
Wherever he laid his hat.
Folks say Papa would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills.
Hey, Mama. Folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
I know.